That was Eric Clapton with Eric and the Dominoes. Appreciate you joining us tonight on the RBN Network. We got Eric and Gary and Chris for the first 30 minutes, and then John Lamb is going to come on and give us a very interesting update tonight on what's going on and what's going down with the Bundy trials in Nevada. The Patriot persecution is worse than ever. We're in year, what, 9 of the Obama administration? This is the 9th year of the Obama administration. Nothing's changed. Matter of fact, there's a whole bunch of stuff getting a lot worse. Like we know, the long list of patriots sitting and languishing in the witch's prison in this year number 9 of the Obushma administration. We have Gary and Chris. Gary, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. Mentioning one of the great patriots is Byfield from the Denver 9. I heard, probably just less than an hour ago, that he was sentenced to 35 years. Byfield was, yes. Steve Nolte has not been sentenced yet that we know of, and neither has Judge Doucette.
Gary, that's a sentence.
Yeah, and then the other gentleman, you know, they finally caught up to him. He's waiting for an evaluation like Chris would be knowing he's going through. They're trying to see if he's capable to go to trial and all this good stuff. So, yeah, if we, I like what you've been saying on there that this may be the trial of the century for the United States of America, the Republic, and for all the people who stand for that. This may be the last chance. Pray not, but this Bundy case may be the hearing of the century for us. And while this is all going on, we get no local news on it whatsoever. So my total dependency is on what you pass on from Republic Radio at night. So I appreciate that so much. But outside that, everything's going good. And if you would like, I'll just come to call on our father to come down and share with us this great and wonderful country that he gave us in the book of Isaiah. He said the new Israel would be, in two verses, he would be the place where the pine and the fir and the box would go together. And the only place to go together is in North America. And he gave this land to the house of Israel. And we've been told it's ours if we can keep it. So my prayer is that we would bend our knee to our Father and obey his ordinances and statutes, his judgments, and his laws. And maybe some of these things would not come upon us for trial. But at least it'd be worth trying. So we ask, Father, that you would enlighten men and women across this country, open our hearts up, and bend our knees to the Almighty for the prayers of all the people are going up for the Hammonds and Tom Lochtver and the Bundys. We pray, Father, for them, and we pray that thou would open up the hearts that they have, and may they pour out a blessing as their hearts are open, and that they would escape this long or short arm of this regimental government we have. We ask that you bring this to you. Ask us in Yanivahi's name, so be it.
Thank you very much, Gary. That's a bummer about the guys in Colorado. I don't know what we can do. It's Chris, any comments on that?
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, I was most chagrined that I've been nailed to the computer working on complaints for U.S. attorneys, FBI agents, federal judges here in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Including Joy and Navarro and several others here in this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals of these political activist terrorists masquerading as American judges when they're really representing foreign interests.
They really are.
And for the Colorado Nine, I think that's an egregious abuse of discretion up there. They're using them as political prisoners. They're being ground into the pavement by the bar for having the audacity of trying to hold the bar accountability for being criminals. It's just a big gang here in America. I really think that Mr. Byfield should have an appeal going to the Supreme Court, or at least the Western Circuit Court of Appeals, and get it out of that criminal state, the new capital for the District of Criminals in Colorado, underneath the Denver International Airport. And so I was really sorry I couldn't be there today to support the Bundys and watch the antics in the court.
Well, they got you buried. You're making a good point. They got you buried down so much in your own stuff. They've done it to me in the past. They do it to other people who are activists or just patriots or just independent living men and women. It's absurd what's going on, and it's everybody, so you know, they're trying to tie everybody up with so much, you know, either whether it's the witch's court going through charges, property issues, code enforcement stuff, they get you somewhere, and it's difficult for all of us to pay attention constantly to other people's cases. I try to do it as much as possible, but to a certain degree, it's impossible to track everything that's going on. Colorado is kind of a big case. They're being made an example out of. And just for the listeners, these guys are nine guys in Colorado who were basically, establishing their own common law grand jury, which is a grand jury of the people, independent of the state prosecutor, which is nothing more than an arm of the government and an arm of the bar, an arm of the corporate government, an incorporated government, which is no longer a government once it's incorporated. It's almost an oxymoron. You can't have a government and have it be incorporated. It's impossible. Government has to be a public service entity, period, end of story. As soon as you incorporate it, no longer a government, it's a business. So they established their own common law grand jury. They didn't go super far. They might have passed a few indictments. Chris is going to correct me, but let me get the overview first, and Chris can fill in the blanks or make the corrections after. So common law grand jury, guys, a little aggressive with the filing, and I'm only use that term because this is what happens is the people of the county they were living in were not awake enough to accept patriots who were lawfully and rightfully filing liens against judges and political officers who were violating their oath. I think that's a perfectly legal and lawful maneuver, although I don't recommend it because, once again, the government's going to fabricate a case and say you were, quote-unquote, threatening a judge. Like when a cop comes up and just grabs you for no reason and no cause and you pull your arm away, they say that's not only resisting arrest, that's assaulting a police officer because you pulled your arm back and you could have injured him and he felt threatened and blah, blah, blah. And the big baby with the badge is gonna make a case against you claiming he was a victim. Okay, so anyway, there were guys in Colorado common law grand jury filing liens against political officers. What else? Passing out one of the charges was absurd because we have every right. Gary, can you go on mute for a minute? We have every right to pass out literature anywhere we want, and I guess the guys were in Colorado were passing out literature on corrupt judges in the neighborhood where the corrupt judge was living. So, you know, of course, they don't like that. Now, they're going to stretch that. Of course, that's entirely lawful and legal and within your rights to pass out literature. And if you're doing it in a reasonable manner and not, you know, it's not 2 a.m. or you're not, you know, doing anything weird, it's just passing out literature, that's legal and lawful. That's rightful, you know, that's First Amendment stuff. So, but they're the witch's court and the Esquire bar members are all going to stretch it, working for as state attorney. State attorneys are going to stretch it into a threatening a judge, because you're passing out literature telling people, hey, your neighbor, the judge is corrupt. Well, you know, that's perfectly, they have the right to do that. It's not the way I would personally go. I've got others. I would say passing out jury nullification flyers to the sheeple is a lot more effective than trying to convince the judge's neighbors, who are nothing more than a bunch of more attorneys and CPAs and, you know, bail of cops and Freemasons and all people who are in the system, firefighters, people who are in the system and the government somehow, for good or bad, for better or for worse. But you're not going to, that's not, I don't want to rag at the guys right now, but I do want to, we got to look at where they went wrong. Or other people may do it, and I don't want my listeners going down this route. And they were Colorado guys were kind of warned by many people, hey, I wouldn't go that way, and they went that way, and this is what happened. Now they're getting, 20, 30 years in prison? That's obscene. It's disgusting what's happening to them. They had every right. They were men before their time. They were just a little ahead of the curve. They jumped it too early. It's like, was it John Brown's raid, that kind of before the Civil War, where it was, who did the raid to free the slaves, but it didn't work out because the things weren't in place for, and they ended up getting executed for it. I forget what was it, Harper's Fair. I don't want to get my history twisted right now. I took in so much last night with the documentary regarding the Jesuits that my mind is spinning with history right now. But it's really not spinning. It actually cleared up a lot of things. That this unified hidden hand behind the almost all the depressions, economic crashes, spikes, pumps and dumps of stock markets, and subsequent political turmoil and police state security measures that go in place to seize people's property and keep them under the gun, and plus the setting up of the administrative state, is a unified plan that's lasted over the hundreds and hundreds of years. And it does seem like the Vatican's behind it, not because they're brilliant, because they're ruthless and they're willing to commit theft and murder and destroy other people, destroy their brethren, to gain political advantage. And most of us, even many of the most elite in the world, aren't that evil. They don't play that game, but they get played against each other by these very high-level intelligence agency operatives who are basically priests without the priests without robes. So anyway, the guys in Colorado are suffering. I encourage people to follow their case. You can look it up. They made the mainstream media, so there's a bunch of articles. Google Colorado men arrested for common law grand jury or something like that. Now, they weren't arrested. The indictment didn't really say common law grand jury. That's just because it's not illegal. It depends on what you do with it as far as filing. This is why I do not recommend that people take any offensive action unless you've been really immediately assaulted or poisoned or harmed in a way that you can prove, and that's clear, absolutely clear with damages, then go for it. Go open up a lawsuit. But otherwise, I don't recommend going offensive action against the witches. They have the position of strength. But even though we have more strength, the people aren't willing to use it and bind together under a unified flag of freedom, so to speak. Chris, go ahead.
Eric, I was going to say that the right to file a redress of grievances, a lawsuit, is a form of freedom of speech. That's a First Amendment violation. And what they actually did is they put an International Bar Association and American Bar Association lien for $3.75 trillion, I think it was, pretty substantial amount, because of the egregious nature of the bar has an unconstitutional monopoly on the justice system here in America. And they're depriving people of due process of law and fundamental substantial justice. And so it's really a criminal operation. It's taking control of our justice system, and it's weaponized against the people using the destroy and plunder, rob, rape, and pillage, which is precisely the reason I'm putting the complaint in for the Department of Justice, IG, and the Ombudsman, and probably the FBI, and maybe to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees on Judicial Ethics.
That's a good idea to start off with a complaint and then take it from there. But, you know, I encourage people to go gently, and the filing of the liens is, I think, where they got in trouble. I just wanted to get that out there with the Colorado guys, what's going on with them. I urge people to follow that case. Try to put some pressure if you can. I'll see what I can do to supply phone numbers. But, people, you're going to have to do your own, you know, pick a couple of cases, a couple of causes that interest you and, you know, stimulate your passion to have more freedom and to do something activist. The Bundy case, of course, Tom LaCavara has got to be at the top of the list because this is his broadcast. He's on his way home, though. His situation is winding down, and so that's a blessing. Tom's, in a halfway house now. We're just waiting. He's probably got to get the kinks out and figure out what the Nazis of the halfway. Can you believe this? And what's with this halfway house stuff? And so Tom's in a halfway house, and Ryan Bundy's in a halfway house. These are, you know, I want to count them as blessings, but it's still only halfway.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your freedom.
Come back, my friend. Did someone say freedom? This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. We have Gary and Chris with us. I'm trying to coax Lori to come on in about 10 minutes. Through some texting here. We'll see if that works or not. She was going to be on tonight, but she had a few things pop up. She's battling some Nazis in her stick of the woods as well, so she's all right. But, you know, as usual, I mean, we're all going through stuff. I mean, I think, you know, if you're a patriot, you're going through something. It's almost a prerequisite. So hang in there, all patriots out there. Approach things with caution. Don't take too much offensive action in the witch's turf. You know, you go in their sandbox, it's all rigged against you, it's rigged against us. So just beware. Go in with your heads up. I like Chris's idea. You know, file a complaint, file a trespass, file a claim if you want. But when you get around to, like, punishment, enforcement, reprisal, retribution, repayment, restitution, whatever you want to call it, whatever degree of you know, compensation or recompensation, just be careful, because they're going to make stuff up and try to take you down. So be slippery. Don't give the enemy something to grab onto if you can help it. Passing out jury nullification flyers is awesome. It does a major amount of damage to the enemy by waking up the people in your community. So this kind of crap that happened to these guys in Colorado, you know, that's, and they're being abused by the system. I mean, they're being made examples out of. They're getting harsh penalties and sentences. The witch's court is trying to put a quash on the... trying to put the kibosh on the common law grand jury thing and anything to do with that. So don't go too far with it. I mean, I think it'd be great to have a common law grand jury convene and advise your local high sheriff, advise the local marshal, the U.S. marshal, not the city marshal. Don't get the two confused. And videotape it and do it at a church and have a common law grand jury and pass an indictment on whatever local official you want to. I'll give the district attorney a chance to do it first. If they decide they're going to be derelict in their duty, then we take it into your own hands. But after that, you know, beware of going out and trying to enforce it if you don't have a common law sheriff. And there's just about zero of them nationwide. There's a few that like to call themselves constitutional sheriffs and kind of do the somewhat constitutional thing and talk about gun rights and big federal government. But they're not going to go down to the county clerk's office in their county and kick the county clerk in the teeth and say, give me the titles to all the properties that you stole. I don't give a damn what you think your lawful reason you have to steal people's private property title. They're going back now, and don't try to collect a penny or you're going out in handcuffs. So that's you're not going to see any sheriffs talking like that. So it's, you know, forget it. Might as well just keep trying to get your county unincorporated. Keep trying to get that common law sheriff elected. Keep trying to get that charter rewritten to put you in a common law constitutional standing. Try to establish your own county. It doesn't take very much land. I believe it's 4 square miles, and with a couple of dozen farmers that have a couple of hundred acres each and some determination and a knowledge of the common law and the charter and how to draw up a charter and filing it with the Secretary of State, and establish your own county. And the law there will be different than it will be anywhere else if you're for real. We'll see what happens. But so anyway, I encourage people to take matters, be as aggressive as you can to fight for your freedom in a nonviolent fashion for now. You know, do what you have to do. Is in a defensive position, you know, all bets are off. I expect people to defend themselves fully. That's why this Bundy thing is so important. Gary's right. This is the trial of the century. Why? They were in a defensive, basically a defensive position. This is the government's trying to paint itself that it was the defensive position. No, the Patriots and the Bundys were in the defensive position. They were being assaulted by an out-of-control, incorporated government working at the behest of powers over in London and Rome, period. And the handlers up the food chain do that. And the guys at the bottom, many of them know this. The evil ones are being retained and promoted, and the good ones are being put out to pasture. I've seen it happen recently. In a personal situation, very high-level good people being put out early retirement. And of course, how about the example we talked about last night of Mr. Manson, Christopher Manson, was it? Or I forget his first name. The head of the FBI counterterrorism unit going out to a strip club with his FBI buddies, getting hammered, taking the strippers back to the hotel, passing out from alcohol overdose. Stripper steals 40 caliber Glock semi-automatic, a Rolex, and $60 in cash. And that's the type of deal we got going on in our government right now. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right. Yes, everything's all right.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never your heart forget out. Then you feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. It's Gary of Michigan. It's Chris of Las Vegas. It's Lori and whereabouts unknown. Now, she'll be on in a minute. And she's going to join us tonight. I talked her into coming on. I think we were successful in convincing her to come on. So she's going to come on, and John Lamb's going to come on in a couple of minutes and give us some updates. This is the place where you're going to get the updates from John Lamb. Obviously, you can go on the Internet and go to YouTube. He posts updates there. But, you know, a lot of people listening can't go onto the Internet or don't want to. And that's fine. And we hope you get your news here from the RBN Network. We'll have Bundy trial updates for you in just a couple of minutes. Gary wanted to make a few points about a well-regulated militia. Gary?
Yeah, the other night we were listening to the gentleman talk about the Bundy case. I just can't remember his name. I'm sorry about that. But he brought up the fact about a well-regulated militia. And I believe that before we start any other efforts to do anything, we need to establish this well-regulated militia. It's constitutional, and they sure don't like it. I know when we had it here in Michigan, and I know when they had it up in Montana, the militia was very strong, and they stopped a lot of issues up there. Red Beckman's place was under attack to be burned out. The only thing that they did was when they left the last time, they should have said to them, if you do burn them out, we're coming to burn you out. And they didn't do that. And they did, I think Red Beckman and his wife have passed on since, but they did burn down his ranch and everything. This is what they do. And we need to have a force out here. And I think during the Bundy standoff, I had some very good points. And I'm not going to try and repeat that because I'll get it all messed up, but I think that's on the recording. And I yield.
Thank you for that, Gary. I agree. It's a well-regulated militia is the teeth in this Constitution. The Constitution doesn't have much teeth. It doesn't have much penalty. It doesn't have specific penalty or remedy for those who violate the Constitution. It just says, better be armed, because if you want to protect your freedom, this is how you may have to do it. We could have, you know, so what do? Go right to bloodshed? I mean, there's got to be, this is one of my gripes about the Constitution, that there's no, and this is intentional, I'm sure, that there's no penalty and there's no remedy. Where is it? It just says, here, thou shalt do this and not do that. It doesn't say, or else 10 years in prison for those who violate their oath to the Constitution. You have to, what, leave that up to federal statute? Yeah, like the federal bar members in the legislature are going to vote for things that their fellow bar members in the witch's court, are not going to profit from, or that's going to impede or interfere with the money flow. We know about the bonded cases, and we know about the private prisons and the public employee pension funds, which is the judges and police, all invested in the private prisons that they're happily packing full of us patriots here in the ninth year of the Obama administration.
I really think, Eric, for just a minute, if you let me jump in.
Sure.
The militia has the ability to charge even the president for treason. I'm sure we're working on that here in Michigan. They're talking about it amongst the younger folks. I brought it up at a Patriot meeting we were at, a Patriot and Bible study meeting combined. And yes, the well-regulated militia has a lot of power, and they can set these sheriffs right on their nose too. See, every one of these sheriffs, as you just mentioned, real quick, like we don't want to go into that's another subject. But the only reason the IRS can survive is because of these sheriffs. It's the only reason they can survive, because they write a notice of what they do, and then they get the clerk in the county to declare an issue. It's not a notice anymore. Okay, so now then they get the sheriff to take out the issue to the people to take their land. There's no patriot sheriffs in America. Just forget it. If you still got the income tax and the IRS and the lien process going on in your county, I don't care what they call themselves, Republicans, Republicans, this is total communism. That sheriff is no more patriot than my pet frog. Are you
exactly. No, it's true. This is why we really need to step back and look at the big picture. How much has changed? How much freedom? I mean, how much is this republic being resurrected under this current government, local, state, and federal? And with that, before I go too much down another, by the way, I watched TV today for the first time in, I don't know, I mean, I catch it out of the corner of my eye if I walk into a gas station and it's in the corner, but I actually watched it. And I watched it. It was disgusting. It was pathetic. And the mainstream whore news agencies are crashing and burning, and rightfully so, because they absolutely stink. They actually had a story on the Pope today. The Pope is auctioning off his Lamborghini. I guess so. That was big news today on one of the prostitute mainstream news agencies. But you're not going to get that garbage here. You're going to get real reporting on the Bundy trial, patriot issues, freedom issues. The most important thing other than our salvation is our freedom and the truth. And so we have to get to freedom, to get to the bottom of things. We have to have the truth. We're going to get a report. You're not going to. And I listen to other networks to try to see what I can gather and what information I get, and see what they're doing or not doing. Man, the silence is deafening. I cannot believe the number of you know, larger, you know, supposed truth media outlets who aren't even touching this Bundy thing. I don't know what the problem is. I mean, they're really just, I guess, either ignorant or working for the enemy. So anyway, with that, we're going to bring in somebody awesome, our real reporter, Lori Anderson. That's Lori with two R's. Lori, how you doing tonight? And if we got John Lamb, I hope he'll be with us in the next couple of minutes. He's just getting out of a meeting. Lori, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm hanging in here. Thank you for the patience. Everything has definitely been interesting, and is going to get even more interesting later this week. And depending on how things turn out will depend on whether y'all hear it on the radio or not.
So we'll hear first on RBN.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely it will be a first on RBN or anywhere. That is depending on how the situation is handled. So it's definitely been interesting today and last couple of days, and fighting the fight on the local end right now. That's all I can do. So I want to say hello to everybody, and how are you doing? And oh my gosh, there's so much interesting news. I am really dying to tell you what has been transpiring in the court in Las Vegas, Nevada. However, I know we're going to have John on, so I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I have to kind of bite at the bit, and then if there's something that he didn't bring up when and after he comes on, then I will gladly cover that with you all. But it's really exciting news, everybody. It is really the trial of the century. It is amazing. God is at work in a powerful way. I will tell you that. And so I did want to let you know that was some really amazing news, even news that I did not know, Eric, okay? And you know how long I've been following this. I was not aware of this new information, and this literally just came out today in the court. So it is definitely a bombshell of information, for sure.
We'll let John reveal that when he comes on. Obviously, if you know a whole bunch of time goes by and he can't make it, we'll reveal the secret before the end of the show. But I want to give John a chance to come on. He said he was in a meeting till bottom of the hour, so he's probably just wrapping it up. And Mike on the board is attempting to get a hold of John right now as we speak. So hopefully he'll be with us shortly with an update. What's that, Mike?
Okay, well, I was going to say, Eric, I also sent, and this will not ruin what John can cover tonight. This is actually a clip of John speaking with Cliven Bundy's attorney, which is not in reference to what I'm talking about for this evening. Information, if you would like, we can play that clip, and then that way they can get some information on what's going on. It'll kind of help lead up for John to be able to explain the other things on Brian Bundy, his opening statements and the things that happened with that, and some other very interesting information that came out today. If you would like to do that, we do have the ability to do that.
Excellent. Okay, whatever you want to do, Lori.
Okay. Well, Mike, if you would, please play the clip with John Lamb and Cliven Bundy's attorney, please.
Everyone, this is John Lamb reporting down here on the Bundy trial today in Las Vegas. I've got Mr. Britt Whipple here. He's representing Cliven Bundy. We've got some stuff he wants to discuss with us today and tell us what's going on and about the opening statements today and some of whatever. Go ahead here.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for the chance to visit with you. Today we had Ryan Bundy do his opening statement, and I have to tell you, I've practiced for 20-some years. I've done approximately 80 jury trials, and I've never been so impressed in my entire career with somebody who did so much in such a short amount of time. He was amazing. He was able to really, I think, really cut to the chase, identify the priorities, and try to get the jurors a real understanding of who he is, where he's coming from, how important his family is to him, and why this all occurred.
There was no objections either of the government at all today.
And I think the most amazing part is after he was done, the entire audience, the judge, the prosecutors, nobody said a word for 2 to 3 minutes. We were just so stunned and amazed. You could have heard a pencil drop. Not one reporter got up to run to the door to make a report. Judge didn't say a word. For 2 to 3 minutes, it was just complete silence.
Yes.
I've never experienced that before. It was really impressive. It was very good.
I know where I was sitting, there were people crying.
Yeah.
There were tears coming down people's cheeks. Yeah,
I was down too, sure. Yeah, it was good. Oh, I'm a very impressive man. I mean, you know, I've represented thousands of individuals, and I know how much pressure and stress it is for somebody. And yet for a person like that to be able to have that much courage and under that type of stressful situation speak so calmly and so well, I'm sure all of you listeners out there are going to be reading his words in the near future, because they're certainly worth reading and certainly worth evaluating.
And you had some more information you wanted to bring about.
What I think it's important to get out is, you know, a lot of folks are not from Nevada, but some of the folks who watch are from Nevada. And what most Nevadans realize is the significance of protecting and appreciating our home state. And what really jumps out to me is the fact that what happened in Bunkerville is almost the same thing that the federal government's done to us with regard to the nuclear waste dump. You know, they come in and they put Yucca Mountain right in the middle of Nevada. We have to take all the nuclear waste from all these repositories from around the United States and bury them right in the middle of Nevada. And I don't know there's many Nevadans that want that, right? And so what the Bundys did is what all the other Nevadans did with regard to the nuclear waste dump. We stand up, we protest, we talk to the media, we have meetings in the town halls. You know, the state of Nevada owns the water. So when the federal government tried to come in and put the nuclear waste in the middle of Nevada, we tried to keep them not having water. We felt that water was not beneficially used when it was used for nuclear waste dump. So, and then we got our state leader support. You know, and at the end of the day, the same thing that happened with the nuclear waste dump is the same thing that happened with Bundys. They spent a lot of money and it went to waste.
Yes.
Right? Nothing happened. So I just think it's important to get the word out that what happened in Bunkerville is the same thing that happened with Yucca Mountain. There's a bunch of Nevadans standing up, not afraid to back down, speak their mind, protest in a legal, nonviolent manner, and at the end of the day, get some results.
Exactly.
And that's what happened in Bunkerville, and that's what happened in Yucca Mountain. I think that's what people need to be aware of.
Can I ask you one question? How did the jury take it when Ryan was speaking?
You know, I think, honestly, they were mesmerized. The entire crowd was mesmerized. At the end of the day, a couple months from now, we'll be able to get some definitive insight. But, you know, from what I saw, everybody was very impressed.
They were attentive. They were watching. So yesterday you fell asleep.
Good stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Great yesterday, too.
So it was an awesome day today. We had all we've had so far is we've had just Ryan Bundy. And he's the only one so far that has given opening statements. We have Ryan Payne up next. His attorney, Ryan Norwood, is going to give opening statements just after lunch here. And we expect it just to be just as good as Britt Weppel and Ryan Bundy's opening statements the last day and a half here. What has came out here has been refused to be able to be in the last two trials. Eric Parker and them did not get a fair trial, and still the truth did barely come out. And it's a shame that Greg Burleson got wrongfully convicted, and also Todd Engel. That these things should not have happened if we had a fair trial in those things, those last two cases. Right now, we are exposing information that has never been allowed to be in either one of these last two trials. Just in these opening statements, the cameras, the surveillance equipment, the snipers, and Dave Bundy again being thrown to the ground and arrested, and Margaret Houston being thrown to the ground, and Ammon Bundy being tased. These things were forbidden the jurors to hear in the last two trials. And in this trial, the judge has, something has changed with her seeing that this truth has been coming out, and it has become a fact, not a speculation, as in the last two trials they said. So it was an awesome day again. Like we said a while ago, there were people literally crying in the courtroom listening to Ryan's opening statements, and you couldn't have said it any better. He mentioned the Constitution multiple times. He He said, talked about Nevada becoming a state in 1864 of October the 31st. He said that's his birthday, and he's always has been proud to be a Nevadan. And that was something I had overlooked or had not known before, I guess, that Nevada had become a state in 1864, October the 31st. And that's Ryan's birthday, October the 31st. He said that our freedoms are not, let me see here, I'm looking at some notes here. Talking about our freedoms being lost, he said these are being lost right in our backyard, he told the jurors, and that it's time that people stand up across this country and protect these rights and these freedoms we have, or they're going to become privileges. One of the ending statements that Ryan Bundy said, he said, "The truth will set me free, and I want you to see the whole truth." I thought that was pretty powerful myself, that he said the truth will set him free. And he believes that with his whole heart, and he wants the jurors to see the whole truth, not just part of it, not just a fabricated part that the government has presented the last several years, keeping these guys incarcerated. So we still got another full day yet today. We've got Ryan Norwood, Ryan Payne's attorney, going to be up next, giving his opening statements. And this trial is on the road here, so we're praying that it keeps on continuing and that the truth does get revealed here and these guys get released here soon than later. Again, thank you. We've got a great sign back here this gentleman made here, and this is what we're here for, is the First Amendment area. The First Amendment, our Constitution of the United States, is on trial here, and that's what these guys were doing, is standing up for their rights, and they were not violent. Thank you, everybody. God bless, and we'll be back this evening to give you the final update of the day.
Okay, so with that, Lauren Pierce from Readout News reported November the 14th that I attended the Las Vegas court and witnessed the miraculous release of Ryan Bundy. On Tuesday morning, November the 14th, Federal Prosecutor Myrie asked for a continuance based on the government request that they have more time to review some discovery involving emails. Judge Navarro asked the defense for their response to the government's request. She polled each defense attorney, and then she came to Ryan Bundy, representing himself. Ryan said to the effect, quote, "Your Honor, I think it is ludicrous that defendants who have pled guilty through a plea deal are rewarded with freedom from pretrial detention. But if defendants maintain their innocence, they are punished with prison prior to any conviction. It is upside down. We are not presumed innocent if we have to spend time in prison without any conviction. I oppose any continuance, and I agree with the other attorneys that the remedy is a mistrial." The article goes on to state, no other attorney dared to bring up the upside-down nature of the court's position, that if a defendant can no longer stand the horrors of pretrial prison, they were rewarded with pretrial release by accepting a plea deal, while those who knew that they were innocent and rejected the plea deal had to suffer the agony of prison during the time it took to have a trial and complete the proceedings. Ryan, now at a halfway house, man with partial freedom, was speaking from a new vantage point. He no longer was barred from going out into the lobby or mingling with the court observers. Many defendants would be cowered into thinking that they owed everything to the good graces of the judge, who had the power to free him or imprison him at her whim. Ryan, however, did not fear the consequences of speaking boldly, but respectfully, of how awestruck he was by the bald-faced injustice of the system. It was a joy to see Ryan Bundy walking freely in and out of the courtroom. He asked me where the restroom was, and I felt a surge of joy being able to tell him where the modern, clean, nicely appointed men's restroom was. What a contrast to what he has experienced in solitary with squalid conditions of a toilet that didn't work and no toilet paper. What a contrast to the tiny window in his solitary cell door, where he received his meager rations and made calls on a telephone with a cord that was too short. What a joy to see his wife, Angie, with her little daughter on the first floor, waiting to go to lunch with Ryan. Ryan's comments were brilliant because their simple horse sense logic put to shame the convoluted and torture logic of a justice system and federal judge who arrogantly claimed that pretrial prison is the rule, and that if you are given what is rightfully yours, a presumption of innocence and pre-conviction release, that you should be grateful to that system for an exception to the rule. I like to compare it to a thief stealing your wallet, taking the cash and returning your credit cards and driver's license, for which you should be grateful. That works in an upside-down world, but in a world of common sense, the thief would have never taken your wallet to start with, and the court should have never denied you bail, nor denied pretrial freedom to start with. Yes, Ryan, the reasoning of the court is upside down, where common sense of the framers of our Constitution has become the nonsense of Alice in Wonderland. If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it isn't. And contrarywise, what is, it wouldn't be. And what it wouldn't be, it would, you see? Quoted from Alice in Wonderland. So that is just one of the articles I am really chomping at the bit. But it has been updated as well that there is more proof of government entrapment of the Bundys.
Wow.
If you would, stay with us.
Yeah, stay with us. Listen, hey, Lori, I just got a text from John. He's ready to come on. So, Mike, on the board if you want to try John. Okay, great. We're going to have John right after this break. We appreciate him and all of you being with us on the RBN Network. It's Eric with Gary and Chris and Lori and John. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.